101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Muskie 101.
True, in this modern world, when two lovers get together, chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light and a baby smile. Sure as a mountain river wagon, right as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. this earth can be borrowed. So there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true. True like the sun coming up each morning, bright as the light in a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river winding, bright as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. True like the sun coming up each morning, bright as the light in a baby's smile.
George Strait here on Muskie Country with True to start that 4 o'clock hour following Blake Shelton. Three more, and then we dive into our main sports report. Usually we double up during the 4 o'clock hour, but it's the true depth, rock bottom of the NFL offseason. 1 week exactly before the NFL draft. This should be the quietest week of NFL news, barring some things unexpected. I'll break open one player, though. One player who may change NFL history or be just like everybody else. We'll have to see. Right now, here's Guy for that on Muskie Country.
I got a guy to sight in my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend, rebinds bibles. Ricky down the road, he resoles Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine, never loving mine. I'm damn near searching for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that. 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 No VIP up at MIT, and it still won't let me fly the time machine. Someone to turn back the hands on my new. Someone to
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I want to spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. We'll be right back.
Chris Young on Muskie Country, raised on country music. Maybe he was raised right here in Hayward. We're your local Hayward country music station on WHSM. So, two-way players in the NFL. You may well be aware that that actually used to be the only way to do it. Back in the day, like way back before the forward pass was part of NFL football, seriously, that was a whole era, there was what was called Iron Man football, referred to by that name because everybody played both ways. And in fact, the basic structure of names for positions come from those days. In those days, you had two units on your team. You had linemen and you had backs or backers, sometimes referred to as the people who backed the line because they were behind them. And that structure made sense for both offense and defense. You have your offensive line with running backs behind it. You have your defensive line with linebackers behind it and defensive backs. You've got your line and you've got your backs, both offense and defense. Basically, a very obvious, what I would call a self-evident structure to Iron Man football. Nowadays, though, it's almost unheard of because of specialization, because of the physical toll of the game. And it's fair to say that maybe the most recent example of a somewhat consistent two-way player was probably Deion Sanders, actually, Travis Hunter's coach at Colorado. And Travis Hunter is why we are having this conversation. Travis, like Deion, played both cornerback and wide receiver. Deion even played some professional baseball. There were other players, too, not too long ago, like Charles Woodson, who would play specific offensive packages. And then there are players that weren't two-way players, but switched in a way that made him versatile, like Julian Edelman. He was actually a college quarterback, and there were other players too. Mohamed Sanu, Antoine Randall, receivers really good at throwing the football, often had a history in college or even back in high school as quarterbacks. Some of them even occasionally played defense, but none have played both ways full-time. So the question, is the league ready, or are the days of two-way long gone? Well, that's actually a few other questions rolled into one. First of all, if any team is willing to use him, I mean, that's the first question. You need somebody who's willing to give him the opportunity to play two ways. Assuming there's not, we might see a holdout, we might see any number of things, but let's entertain the idea that someone might be. Who would think about running a two-way player? I'm looking at teams that are creative, flexible, and bonus points if they are in a rebuild because they've got real need to maximize the value of a roster spot. So teams that come to mind, the Arizona Cardinals have a decent amount of draft picks. They're in a rebuild and they need help all over the field. The Patriots are known for their unique personnel packages. And while Bill Belichick is gone, his disciple Mike Vrabel is in town. And I expect the culture of versatility to remain. Finally, the teams that I would consider the best options, the 49ers, the Detroit Lions, probably the Bears now that Ben Johnson is their head coach, and teams like them, forward thinkers with a love for hybrid players. So that's just me guessing and justifying my idea about who might even be willing to try. The main question might be whether a two-way player can even survive a 17-game season. That's no question going to be the biggest hurdle. He's proven he can play 100 snaps a game at the college level. That's unheard of even in college, but in the NFL, it's unimaginable. The speed, the size, the intensity are up a notch and a half. And two-way play increases injury risk, lowers stamina, and might just limit long-term effectiveness for the player, the unit, and the team as a whole. If you win the gamble, though, you get a Pro Bowl-level player on both sides of the ball. So, a question that I think a lot of us are wondering, will we see more two-way players? Yes and no, is my opinion. And this is all opinion. Everything about this I'm sharing is opinion. But it's well-justified and thought-out opinion, I like to think. I tend to think we will see more players attempt two-way play, but I don't think we will see an increase in successful two-way players. There's a few things that might happen with Travis Hunter. Like I mentioned, maybe he goes to a team not willing to let him try and he holds out his rookie year. Maybe we see a draft day trade like we saw with Eli Manning, who was originally drafted as a Charger but refused. That was Philip Rivers and Eli Manning switched places on draft day. Check that out. Google it up. Could be something like that. Could be he goes to somewhere who actually successfully convinces him that he has to pick one. I kind of doubt that, given how set he seems to be in it, but threaten to take away somebody's millions and you never know what they're going to do. That's why, forever and always, my sports motto will be and will remain, let's see. We'll see. Let's find out. various future-looking flavors of, I don't know. Check out the weather later this hour. Up next, a six-pack, six uninterrupted songs in a row on Muskie 101.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Looking for the perfect card or gift? Visit Lori's Card and Gift, Hayward's only Hallmark Gold Crown store in the heart of downtown on Dakota Avenue. More than just a card store, they have every occasion covered. Birthday, anniversary, sympathy, and holiday cards, plus heartfelt gifts like women's jewelry, sweets, potted succulents, and more. Find party supplies, home decor, baby gifts, novelty socks, mugs, and unique treasures. Celebrate life's moments with Lori's Card and Gift, where memories are made in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Muskie 101.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, daydream. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway. Hey, hey,
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. after a few of those beers. You wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck.
Muskie 101.
I left out in a cloud of tail lights and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back, said I'd had enough. Saw you in the rear view standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could have been, should have been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometime I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and
like I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.
Darius Rucker on Musky Country with Don't Think I Don't. We're in the middle of a six-pack, six in uninterrupted, except by me here, briefly. Started with Alabama and Kip Moore. Up next, Chase Beckham, Garth Brooks, and Keith Urban. Before I share with you news that the perfect snack may finally have been invented, the tailgate tool of 2025, we'll talk about it here. Here's Chase Beckham with 23.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way. Passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
We're the one that didn't get away. Musky 101.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Oh, well, it's balls and blood, it's dust and mud. It's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and latigo. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. Her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy. It'll drive the man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play a game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's a bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow.
Love and them babies come. raise them up. Raise them up, yeah. Raise them up trophy high, raise them up to the sky. Raise them up, show everybody that newborn smile. Raise them up tall and strong, raise them up right from wrong. Raise them up so damn high they can hear God singing.
Keith Urban with Eric Church to finish a six-pack with Raise 'Em Up. And how perfect is that? Especially since I need to share news with you that the perfect snack may finally have been invented. When you go to the cookout, are you a hamburger, brat, or hot dog guy? You could probably tell even just by my brief hesitation that I basically am picking between hamburgers and brats when people ask me that. But I'll tell you what, if you throw me the curveball and there's only two options, even if one of them is the hot dog, I will legitimately consider it. Well, I'm thinking chips now. Pringles and Miller Lite have decided to save you some of the choices inherent on game day, on tailgate day, all summer, really. They've teamed up to develop some new Pringles flavors. Starting next month, look out for beer can chicken and grilled beer brat flavored Pringles. My hand is in the air. I'm signing up for this and I don't even know where the list is. Apparently the beer can chicken snacks taste like roasted chicken. Big shocker. Notes of garlic and onion. All right, making sense. The beer brat Pringles, though, have me a little bit confused. Not that they don't sound good. They're enhanced with black pepper, caramelized onion, and brown spice on top of the brat flavor itself. Now, I heard that this morning, I thought about it, and I thought, what's brown spice? And I still don't have an answer. I've Googled thoroughly, so if you know, in a short answer, what brown spice is, does it refer to, like, spices that are brown? Because there's dozens of them. It could be anything. But so what is brown spice? And I thought maybe that's just, you know, it's a cooking term. You know, brown spice sounds like nothing, but it means something very specific because everybody knows. Nope, it's not one of those things. At least if it is, Google couldn't tell me so. So I have no idea what brown spice is, but I know I'm buying the new Pringles Miller Lite combos. Do enjoy your chips responsibly when they break in May. The perfect snack? You decide. And stay tuned to Muskie 101 for a check of the weather. Up next,
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials earlier this week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee on Sunday in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of some small things they can do to help the bird population returning from the warmer weather. According to a press release, about 350 species of birds will be returning in the coming weeks. Residents can help maintain their population by doing things like adding native fruit-bearing plants at their home, cleaning bird feeders regularly, shutting off exterior lights at night during peak migration times, and putting screens or markers on windows to reduce collisions. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Barron on Wednesday to speak with local officials on challenges facing the area. During a tour of a reconstructed downtown corridor, local officials identified access to childcare as a significant problem in the area. The tour came 2 days after the Rice Lake Board of Education voted to approve the construction of a childcare facility at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire-Barron County campus. Governor Evers is also seeking nearly $500 million in funding for childcare in his budget proposal. The city of Ladysmith is among the recipients of a combined $3.2 million of small business development grants. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced the grant recipients on Monday. The city of Ladysmith received $250,000 of that funding. According to a press release, the grant funding will be used to expand the city's business renovation program. The city program provides grant funding to new and existing businesses for permanent property improvements. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms for tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, still a cloudy sky, some showers lingering in the area, high temperatures into the upper 40s. Drier and pleasant for the weekend, upper 40s on Saturday, mid-50s Sunday.
It's 55 right now.
Muskie 101.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she didn't. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Keep going when it good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Keep us all free, came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people. Tough people.
I've begged them. bye.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above.